In the middle of the 19th century, the Victorian time, I think one calls it, the Count Waldner has lost his fortune and his farm and everything he possesses in gambling. He is an absolute, he's such a gambler that nothing can help him. The family has moved to Vienna. They have two daughters. The elder one, Arabella, is very beautiful. And the parents have the whole hope that Arabella will make a brilliant marriage and will help the family, will make them all very wealthy. I mean, this poor man, he has to pay all the debts which his father-in-law has made in gambling, and I don't see any help for him. He must be really very, very rich to bear all of that. They have a second daughter, Denka. This girl has always been a kind of a tomboy. And when they moved to Vienna, they have decided that this girl should come as a boy. She shall come in boy's outfit, and they will tell everybody she is a boy, because it is too expensive to bring out two girls in society with all the glamour which they have to have. So they wait for the rich marriage of Arabella, and when Arabella will be safely married, then Stenka can go come onto the market. Arabella is not only beautiful, she is very proud, and she doesn't want to be sold. She refuses all her suitors, and she has quite a lot. There are especially three men who are all very wealthy and who want to marry her, but she just plays with them and waits for the great love of her life. She sees one day when she walks a very interesting looking man who looked at her, and she had the feeling this man perhaps is the one who will conquer my heart. Stenka, God, it is so complicated. Stenka is in love with the young officer. This officer loves Arabella desperately. And Stenka loves him so much that she only wants that he is happy. And she loves her sister and wants that her sister is happy. And has put it into her head, these two should marry. But Arabella doesn't pay any attention to him. And in his desperation, he always goes to his friend. He thinks it's a man, his friend Stenka, who goes under the name of Stenko. And tells him always how very happy he is. And Stenka writes him letters, very violent love letters, so as if Arabella has written it. And this poor man, when he meets Arabella, and she doesn't pay any attention, he is torn. He doesn't know what is the matter. She just wrote me, I love you passionately. And then she doesn't look at him anymore. So it is really a dreadful story. On the end, because it is an opera, and an opera one can believe anything, she gets her terribly rich man, and Stenka gets her officer, and they live happily ever. We do the scene where Arabella comes home from her walk, and Stenka goes here, and you arrange here these roses, the roses which Matteo has sent. Come here, what are you doing there? Come here, Arlene, you are on the stage. You have here the roses, and Matteo has sent these roses. Ah, the roses are so especially beautiful because they are from Matteo. So, and you come through the center, we imagine here's a door. You come in, and a girl has gone with you. In that time, a young lady was not allowed to be alone in front of the street. That would have been terrible. So you talk a little bit over your shoulder. Ich danke, Fräulein. Kommen Sie morgen, dieselbe Zeit. Ich brauche Sie jetzt nicht mehr. Then you stay here a moment, you take your gloves, and you see, oh, die schönen Rosen. Hat die ein Husar gebracht? Perhaps this man whom I saw has sent his servant with the roses. That would make me very happy. So let's do the beginning.
Für heute.
Ach Gott, von Element. Are you it? And she, at this place, three men really they squander their money, and they fall in love with the same girl. Perhaps they will even take me as their fiancé.
Du hast die Liebe auch gleich gehabt, du bist vorbei. Du
such an nincompoop that you really don't think your sister would fall in love with him. Then she says, Fabiola's health me to the when he likes it. And you do want, has Mr. Philippe thinking? Is this possible? So over your shoulder. takes it too soon. Don't take it too seriously. You see, a ganz ohne meinen Willen dreht sich dann mein Herz und dreht sich los von ihm. Ich kann ja nichts dafür, wenn sie da. Only said she will find the Hirschman, but for so.